The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lost no time today blaming the Iranians for the attacks on Israeli embassies overnight. Iran denies any involvement in the attacks, which in New Delhi seriously injured an Israeli woman who was travelling in an embassy car. Other plots on Israeli embassies were foiled before the bombs could do any damage. But despite this, security analyst Genevieve Abdo says today's tension between Israel and Iran is more dangerous than any escalation she's seen in 30 years. Ms. Abdo is an Iran specialist who's the director of the Iran program at the National Security Network in Washington. And when she spoke to me this morning, I asked her whether she thought Iran was behind the attacks.
I think it's difficult to answer that question, but if you consider all the nuclear scientists that have been assassinated in Iran, I think the Iranians obviously are trying to determine the cause, and they feel that a covert war is being launched against them. So I think that the Iranians are feeling much more threatened today than they have been in the past.
Iran's leadership says it's sheer lies that it's behind the attacks and that the Israelis planted the bombs themselves to discredit Iran.
Well, I think that's entirely possible. I mean, if you consider what the Israelis did for many years in Lebanon and other parts of the Middle East, that theory is not so far-fetched.
Although there is an argument that the attacks were similar in style to the bomb attacks on the Iranian scientists and that therefore that was a message of retaliation to Israel.
Well, you know, there are many theories. I mean, theory one is that the Iranians did it in retaliation for attack on their own nuclear scientists. Theory two is that Israelis have carried out this attack as a pretext to attack Iran. I mean, the Israelis are seriously considering now launching a war against Iran, so that also has to be taken as a possible motivation for these assassinations.
Yes, regardless of who is behind these attacks, will Israel retaliate with force?
I think that the Israelis certainly, when they make the political decision, which I don't believe has been made, whether or not to attack Iran, that they will use this as evidence and justification.
How incendiary is the relationship between Iran and Israel right now? Are we looking at an Israeli strike on Iranian nuclear facilities this year, as some analysts predict?
I think it's certainly a decision Israel is taking very seriously, because their calculation is that an Iran that possesses a nuclear weapon is far more damaging than launching a war on Iran and tolerating retaliation. They have calculated that the damage of this is less than living with a nuclear Iran. Now, this is very debatable, but this is just how the Israelis are viewing their decision.
The U.S. administration is no doubt working behind the scenes. Will it try to prevent Israel from striking?
Yes. The United States, the Obama administration, does not believe an attack on Iran in any way is productive. However, because we are only months away from a presidential election here, President Obama has to be very cautious about the public signals that he's sending. And this is something the Israelis are trying to exploit.
So how dangerous do you think the situation is right now?
Well, I think it's very dangerous. I mean, it's far more dangerous than probably any escalation tension that we've seen in 30 years. So, you know, you have the Israelis not willing to live with a nuclear Iran. You have the Iranians going forward with their nuclear program, and you have an American president trying to be reelected with a Jewish lobby in the United States that's extremely powerful.
Would an Israeli government consult the U.S. before any strike?
Well, I think the Israelis would certainly consult the United States and expect a tacit approval, especially under the leadership of Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has shown that we're dealing with a very extremist Israeli government, and it's uncertain what decisions they might make.
So how dangerous could it become if the Israelis do strike, either in retaliation for today's attacks or simply to cripple Iran's nuclear capabilities?
It's an extremely dangerous situation. The Iranians will not take this lightly, and they will use all the resources at their disposal to attack. They will cause chaos in the region, because their whole survival is on the line. This is not just about an isolated attack on their nuclear facilities. They're not Syria. When the Israelis did this in Syria, there was no response. But this is not, the Iranian response will be far, far greater, Iran will use its proxies to, in various parts of the world, not just the Middle East, to retaliate. And I think that that's something that both the U.S. government and the Israeli government have to take into consideration. You know, they could launch attacks in Latin America. They have even said that they would launch attacks on American soil. They will send missiles to Tel Aviv. It's sort of unlimited what they might consider. And this is why I think that if the Israelis are committed to an attack on Iran, they have to understand the far-reaching consequences.
Surely the Israeli government would have considered this.
I'm not so sure. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Israel myself. I'm going there in 2 weeks. I think that just as the Iranians do not consider the consequences, I think that the Israelis also do not consider the consequences in practical terms. If you consider what the Israelis have done in Lebanon, that have been extremely counterproductive to their own goals and objectives, I don't think that that gives us much hope for any voices of reason as it regards Iran.
That's Iran specialist Genevieve Abdo. She's the director of the Iran program at the National Security Network in Washington. And you can listen to a longer interview with Ms. Abdo on our website, where she talks about what can be done to avert a conflict.